Yeshaya Perek Samach Pasuk Yizayin Le'ilinish Masavi Mori Pesach Zavar Ben Avraham Nata, a kind of fascinating image that we just had in the last Pasuk of us suckling from the non-Jewish nations and from the kings who loathed us and who are our enemies, the idea that they would somehow have any kind of maternal feeling towards us and that we feel the instinct of the young to nurse from the mother with all of these Jew haters is a wacky concept. But a concept that shows how truly and absolutely complete the Geula is going to be, and it's going to suffuse even emotions and relationships. Tachas anachoshes avizav, in exchange for brass or copper, I will bring gold. What the nations took from us, they're going to repay triple, quadruple, 100 times. Instead of the copper I took from you, I'll bring gold. V'sachas abarzal avichesef, and instead of the iron, I will bring silver. Think about the shtetlach and the shuls that existed out in Eastern Europe and Lithuania and Germany and Poland, everywhere. They built with what materials they get their hands on. They didn't build with fine wood and gorgeous gold everywhere. They didn't have it. That was in the churches, but not in the shuls. And here they're going to bring us all of these fine metals to try to give us grandiose places of worship. B'sachas o'itzim nechoshes. Instead of the plain wood, I'm going to bring copper. B'sachas v'avonim barzel. And instead of the stones, I'm going to bring iron. So instead of the iron, I'll bring silver. But instead of the stones, I'll bring iron. So you'll still have the same materials, but you'll have them supplemented by the most beautiful, expensive, valuable materials that are available for you to construct with. All those governments that ruined us with taxes designed to oppress us. In Poland, there was a tax called the Karubka. In Poland and Russia, the Karubka was a special Jew tax for shechting, for kosher food, just for Jewish communities to have to pay extra for the privilege of being Jewish to the Tsar. And here they're going to give us gold. The Samti Fekuda Seich Shalom. Think about what the Vatican looks like. Think about the incredibly expensive metals that they have there. And think about them stripping them all off to give to Jews. The Samti Fekuda Seich Shalom. And I will make peace as your government. Pekuda Seich, your appointed officials, v'noksayich tzedakah, and your officers, your ruler, with charitableness. So the government, the non-Jewish governments, giving us peace and charity, that would be a nice change from how things are now and how things have been for the last couple of thousand years. Yedches lo yishama od chamas be'art seich. No longer will there be cries of robbery. Maybe we could take that literally in our time and say no more will be the cries of Hamas, of all of the poor innocent Jewish victims, of all of these terrorists. You won't hear that anymore. Shod v'shever b'gvulayich. Beautiful set of psukim. Plunder and ruin will no longer be at your borders, you know, where they're going to make raiding parties and come across into Eretz Israel and massacre Jews on the border, which is one of their favorite things to do in the West Bank. In the north near Lebanon, down in the south in Ashkelon, no more. V'karas Yeshua chamosayich. You will call your walls salvation, Yeshua, instead of bare protection. U'sha'arayach tehila. And your gates will be called praise. You won't even need defensive walls because you'll have the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting you. You won't need anything else. Yotes lo yi'eloch od HaShemesh la'or yomam. No longer will you need the sun for light by day. And you won't need the radiance of the moon to light your way at the night. What a concept. Really? You won't need the natural bodies of light to show you the way? When we left Mitzrayim, we had the Anane Chavid lighting our way. We had the fires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lighting our way. That's what we're going to have now. Always lach, always feminine. We are the bride. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the groom. Your sun will never set again. God will be your eternal light. La'or olam, your unending light. Ve'lokayich l'sifar teich. And your God will be your glory. Lo yavo od shimsheich. Your sun will no longer set, says Pasuk Chaf. V'reicheich lo yeyaseif. And your moon will never disappear, will never be withdrawn. As I record this, this is roughly the halfway point of Elul. Everybody get ready. Times are coming. But the moon waxes and wanes, which is why it's the simile to Klal Yisrael. Sometimes we grow bright and round and full like David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech's time when we were supreme. And other times it's just a very wisp of a banana moon when the molad comes. You can't even see it. That won't happen anymore. Ki Hashem yeloch la'or olam. God will be your eternal light. He repeats the same exact phrase. The shalmu yemei avleich. And the days of your mourning will end, will be paid back. Shalmu, shalem. Will be full or would be mishulam, will be paid back. Inyan gemar, says the Mitzvah Siyam. Your days of mourning will be over. I'm approaching the end of a year of Avelos, and I can tell you that's a really, truly meaningful thing, that concept that Yemei Avleich will be full. Tremendous moment. Chaval v'ameich kulam tzadikim. Your nation will all be righteous. But it could mean your people are all righteous ones, which is a beautiful thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, because there are times when that is not exactly true. But the issue is that in this case, the Rishayim are going to die during the Chavli HaMashiach, says Mitzudas David. So all that's left will be the righteous ones. La'olam Yirshu Aret. They will inherit the land forever. What a gift. And imagine if we, like the people in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, who they try to convince us to come back, 90% of us say no. Here we have the opportunity to inherit Eretz Yisrael forever and ever, to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu be the Or Olam. But we're doing too well in America. We don't want to leave. Things are good. What are we going to do? Perish like the 4/5, the 80% of the Jewish people who didn't leave Mitzrayim? And then the people who did started complaining later. Where's my pickles? Where's my cucumbers? Where's my flesh pots of Egypt? Chas v'shalom that we don't survive this test. It's a real test to get ready to go. Om Yeshua Retz Netzer Mata'ai. Netzer Mata'ai, they are the shoot that I planted. Notea, that I planted. Ma'ase yodai lehispoyer. My handiwork, which I take pride in. We are the fruit. We are the shoots of the ancestors of ours. The avos, the imahos, our own avos vihimos and our families. We should be really full of gratitude that we're still here. Inve hagefen and inve hagefen, we say at Simchas. But what a concept. I'm sorry, I know I'm going a little over time. One more pasuk. Hakaton yiyeh lo elef. The smallest one will be 1,000. The smallest Jewish family will be 1,000. Batsa'ir l'goy otzum. The youngest will be a mighty nation. Ani Hashem bi'itah achi shena. This is where the Haftorah ends. I am God. I will hasten it in its time. Now, in its time is when the Mashiach should come. But Hashem promises to hasten it, even if we don't merit it. Even if we don't deserve it early, Hashem will bring it along quickly. So what a moment. So if we're Zocha, then Achishena. If we're not Zocha, says Rashi, Be'ita, then it'll come at its time. But either way, it's coming. The time is coming. But will we merit it? Will we deserve it? Will we appreciate it? For generations, Yeshaya has asked us that.